This is a Carlisle ValueCast, brought to you by the Carlisle Group. ValueCast brings you insights from our One Carlisle Network, providing analysis, data, and observations to help you navigate the global economy and top-of-mind issues in news. The Carlisle Group. Invest wisely. Create value.
Greetings and welcome to Carlisle ValueCast. I'm Chris Ullman, head of Carlisle's Global Communications. Thank you for joining us on this latest installment of our Three Questions podcast series. And our guest today is Juan Carlos Felix, co-head of Carlisle's South American Investment Team. Welcome, Juan Carlos.
Thank you, Chris. A pleasure being here.
Question one, what are you excited about?
I'm excited in general about the opportunities that we're finding in Latin America. But more in particular, I'm excited about the new outlook of Brazil. As you know, the impeachment already passed. It's finally over. And we think we're going to have at least 2 years of stability right now, politically speaking. And economically speaking, there's a very good hope that things are going to improve. Interest rates should come down because inflation is going down. And GDP, it's supposed to get better next year and finally takes us out of a three-year recession that has been the worst recession that Brazil has had in the last 100 years. So with all of that, we think that that's going to have a positive impact in our portfolio. And as you know, we are very much invested right now. Not everybody is invested in Latin America, but we think that in Brazil right now, it's a good moment to invest, given that valuations are still low and good quality assets are still on the market. That will not last for long, and we want to take advantage of that. And particularly in terms of sectors, we're looking at sectors that are very defensive, resilient, and that they have pent-up demand that will continue to grow in the next years. So education is one of them, healthcare is another one, and business services that we as Carlisle, we have a lot of experience in, like what we already did with auto assistance, for example, Tempo, having already RAC in the UK. So these types of things we're looking into, and we think there are very good opportunities at the moment.
Question two, what are you worried about?
I'm worried about missing the timing and not being able to take advantage of the opportunities that we have at the moment. So that has basically two things. One is not being able to exit at the right moment in time. We have 2 years of stability, and we think that that would be a very good moment of exiting some of the companies that are already mature and ready to exit. So we have to be ready for that, and that means 17 and 18 should be years of realization of some of our investments.
Third question, what are you going to do about those concerns?
So we are already working on preparing some of the companies for an exit in 2017. In particular, one of them, we are thinking about potentially exiting in the first half of 2017. And we are thinking about some ways of getting back money to our LPs, like dividend recaps in other two companies of our portfolio. And those are things that the team is already working and has been working for a couple of months already. And we are preparing things to go there and do that next year. And the other thing that we're doing is for the large portfolio companies that we have, we are trying to take advantage of the crisis now that things and assets are cheap and that some of the competitors are under distress in order to try to consolidate even further their markets and get out of the crisis much stronger and with a better competitive advantage so that the moment of exit, we will get the benefit of that.
Juan Carlos, thank you for sharing your thoughts on the South American investment climate. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on Carlisle ValueCast.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you for joining us. For more information, go to our website at carlisle.com. This has been a Carlisle ValueCast podcast.